Light and peace in Jesus Christ our Lord. Thanks be to God. Stay with us, O Christ, for it is evening, and the day is almost over. May the mind of Christ my Savior live in me from day to day, by his love and power controlling all I do and say. May the word of God dwell richly in my heart from hour to hour, so that all may see I triumph only through God's power. May the peace of God, our Abba, rule my life in everything, that I may be calm to comfort sick and sorrowing. May the love of Jesus fill me as the waters fill the sea. Him exalting, self abasing, this is victory. May I run the race before me, strong and brave to face the foe, looking only unto Jesus as I onward go. May his beauty rest upon me as I seek the lost to win. And may they forget the channel, seeing only him. Amen. I am your helper, says our God, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. I have taken shelter in love, so how can you say to my soul, go fly like a bird to the hills, for the wicked are bending their bow, fixing their arrows on the string, to shoot the just from the shadows. When the world falls apart, what else can the good hope to do? But God dwells in the holy temple. The heavens hold God's throne. Love watches the world with eyes fixed on all the nations, weighing both righteous and wicked, rejecting those who love violence. Hatred burns like a fire. War brings a scorching wind. Truth is just and loves justice. The loving behold God's face. Glory to the One and to the Word and to the breath of love. As always before, so now and evermore. Amen. I am your helper, says our God, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. A reading from the letter to the Colossians. May you attain full knowledge of God's will through perfect wisdom and spiritual insight. Then you will lead a life worthy of the Lord and pleasing in every way. You will multiply good works of every sort and grow in the knowledge of God. By the might of God's glory, you will be endowed with the strength needed to stand fast, even to endure joyfully whatever may come, giving thanks to the Abba, who has made us worthy to share in the lot of the saints in light. God rescued us from the power of darkness and brought us into the reign of the beloved Son. Thanks be to God.
Adonai does deeds of justice. God gives judgment for all who are oppressed. Adonai does deeds of justice. God gives judgment for all who are oppressed. Adonai is compassion and love. God gives judgment for all who are oppressed. Glory to the Abba and the Word and the Holy Breath of love. Adonai does deeds of justice. God gives judgment for all who are oppressed.
The reign of God is like yeast that a woman mixes with 3 measures of flour until the whole batch is leavened. My heart is radiant with the Lord. My whole being delights in God my Savior. All people now will call me blessed, for God has loved this humble handmaid. The Almighty has shown me great favor. Holy is the name, whose mercy embraces the faithful from one generation to the next. The mighty arm of God scatters the proud in their own conceit, pulls tyrants from their thrones while lifting up the lowly, fills the famished with bounty, and reveals the emptiness of riches. Rescues lowly Israel, sharing such loving kindness as promised to our ancestors, to Abraham and Sarah, and their descendants forever. Glory to the One and to the Word and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. The reign of God is like yeast that a woman mixes with 3 measures of flour until the whole batch is leavened.
For all who thirst, whose lives are endangered by lack of safe water to drink, whose crops and livestock wither from lack of rain. For the millions of women and girls who spend much of their days fetching water for their families, animals, and crops. For all who suffer from too much water, from tsunamis and floods, and from the death and destruction, dampness and disease carried in the aftermath. For those who hoard water, who waste it or pollute it, forcing others to pay excessively for water that rightfully belongs to all. for those whose bodies, minds, and spirits languish, cut off from the endless flow of God's love, and fleshed in self and others, in all creatures and all of creation.
Our dear Abba in heaven, holy be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Do not bring us to the test, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Creator God, we stand in wonder and awe before your gift of water that brings life and nourishment through streams and rivers, marshes and swamps, lakes, seas, and oceans. We marvel at water's beauty and diversity of forms in dew and mist, rain and snow, hail and ice, humidity, vapor, and steam. As we celebrate the creation and distribution of water on this second day of the week, strengthen our commitment to conserve and share this gift with wisdom and respect. Amen. May the God of all creation bless us with a hunger and thirst for justice. Amen.
Let us bless Adonai. Thanks be to God. Mother of mercy, our Queen, we greet you. Our life, our hope, our happiness, we hail you. We call to you as Eve's own children and exiles. To you we lift our hearts in sorrow and fear in this valley of tears. Turn then, our loving advocate, and look with favor upon us. And after our life in exile, show us the blessed fruit of your womb, Jesus. Oh, gracious, oh, loving, oh, virgin benign, our mother.